Well, welcome in here to another week of A Leash on Life here on KJN as we let you know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier in with us, as she is always, to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you so much. It's very nice to be here.
All right. A little Halloween edition here of our Leash on Life program. And if you need some animals to, you know, make sure you know that somebody's at the door, here's a good opportunity to get that taken care of.
I love that segue. That is awesome. I was thinking you were going to go the spooky route, but that's even better. Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, let's start with the dogs then, because then for next year's Halloween, you're going to know. And all year long, you're going to know when someone comes to the door. That's great. First off, we have Murphy. Now, these two dogs are ones that we've had for a couple of weeks. And, you know, they really, really want a home. And they're wonderful, wonderful, sweet dogs. So Murphy, he's about a year or two old. He's young and he's energetic. He loves other animals. He likes kids. He likes people. He's house trained. I mean, right there, you got all the hard stuff out of the way with a dog. He's gone through a silly puppy stage, and he's also been house trained by someone else. He is a black dog with white spotted nose and legs. He's probably like a spaniel lab mix or something. So he's a decent sized dog, but not too giant. And he's just real friendly. Murphy's just a nice guy, and Murphy would like a home. If you're looking for something a little bit younger, we still have Tucker. Tucker is that four-month-old Rottweiler, maybe lab mix. He's not a full-grown or a full-bred Rottweiler, but he's got the distinctive brown markings, and mostly he's black. He's also house-trained. He's also energetic. He's also sweet. He's also waiting for his forever home to come along. So Murphy and Tucker, these two guys, we really would love to see them find a home. They're just such sweet dogs.
So a couple of dogs there that hopefully would fit into your household, and they've been looking for a home for a little while, so we do encourage folks to get out there and check them out. And we do have a couple of options also on the other side with the cats.
Just two cats this week, which is wonderful. It's wonderful news that people have found homes for all the other kittens, and that hopefully we're done with the kitten stage this summer. First up, we have Lucky. Lucky is an orange tabby. He's about 2 years old. He has already been fixed, and he's current on his shots. So if that's one of the things that's maybe precluding you from getting an animal, is you don't want to get into the expense, or you don't know what to do about, you know, medical care, this one's he's a self-starter right away out of the box. And he's sweet. He's a big fluffy cat with a really serene face. He's gonna be a handsome guy, good to look at, but also friendly and good to snuggle. He doesn't really care for other animals though, so Lucky would prefer to be an only animal. And then there's Sheba, and Sheba has a very regal personality, as her name kind of implies. She's gray. She looks like, if anybody's familiar with the Russian blue, that's kind of the coloring that she's got, but she's not got a terribly big build. She's got gold colored eyes. She also prefers no other animals. She wants to be sweet and loving individually with another person or family all on her own. So yeah, we've got these animals that would make great additions to your house, and we'd love to have them find new homes.
All right, so hopefully those personalities match up with someone else, and we can find those animals a great forever home. If they want to come down to the shelter and see the ones that we've been talking about, of course, or if there's other additions that come along the way, which will always be the case, where is the shelter located?
The shelter is at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town, right there with the wastewater treatment plant.
And there are afternoon hours during the week, and then also a Saturday morning available.
Yep. Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
All right, and if you have questions, you can call there as well. They do have an answering machine that'll try to get back to you on 243-2287. And you can find out information online, and I do believe I saw recently a couple of those dogs that we talked about. Their pictures are up there, so you can check them out.
Yeah, petfinder.com, type in Atlantic zip code, get to see their fuzzy little faces. They're so cute. But then also, if you're on Facebook, we're Atlantic Animal Shelter, and you can come join the conversation there as well.
All right, so a great way to keep up with information and, of course, stay connected with the shelter. And don't forget, if you ever do lose a pet also, that's a place to look. Go look at the shelter. They're likely where they're going to end up, and then they'd like to get that reunited if possible. And if not, of course, they'll find them a home otherwise. But stop on down to the shelter, and we thank you, Andrea, for letting us know what's going on.
Be sure to go down and see these adorable animals. And when you do, tell the staff you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That'll do it for Leash on Life.